The only thing we have is fear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Fear seems to be driving almost every market decision right now. Investors are afraid more big companies are going to fail. Banks are afraid to lend to each other. The Treasury's afraid the Fed will run out of money because of all these bailouts. Here are the latest developments. There's talk that Washington Mutual and Morgan Stanley might be sold. Washington Mutual has interest from Wells Fargo and Citigroup. Wachovia is talking with Morgan Stanley. In Britain today, Lloyd's of London bought a troubled mortgage company called HBOS. And central banks around the world announced another huge infusion of cash into the markets. They're hoping it will calm the fear. Megan Williams has more.
The U.S. Federal Reserve and the central banks of Europe, England, Japan, Canada, and Switzerland will jointly pump that money, almost $200 billion, into financial institutes worldwide. The move is an attempt to bring confidence back to the lending market after historic banks like Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, and insurance giant AIG have either gone bankrupt or been rescued at the last minute. Cost of short-term borrowing in dollars shot up to its highest in almost a decade and has nearly paralyzed the banking world. By auctioning off billions of dollars to lenders, the central banks hope to ease the funding squeeze, at least for now. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
The overseas stock markets have responded this morning. The Hong Kong exchange was down more than 7% at one point, but it wound up even Steven. Elsewhere, Japan's Nikkei fell a couple percent, but the European markets are up across the board with gains of close to 2%. Wall Street should open higher after another brutal day yesterday. The Dow lost 450 points, about 4%, to 10,609. The Nasdaq dropped 5%, its worst day since September 11th. If you invest in money market funds, here's something you need to know. Because of this financial crisis, these funds are starting to break a buck. That means you're getting less than a dollar back for every dollar you put in. That is not supposed to happen. Several banks have said they will pour new money into these funds, but it's still pretty scary. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us. Chris, can you explain this?
This has to do with money market mutual funds. Reserve Fund, $62 billion money market mutual funds, and we're not talking penny ante change. They broke a buck. I believe it's like you get 97 cents back. And this is really nerve-wracking because the latest figures I saw that individual investors have about $3.6 trillion in money market mutual funds. This is the money that people use to, if you lose your job, by the way, and people are losing their jobs these days, you lose your job, this is part of your emergency fund. That's what's really grabbing the attention, I believe, of the regulators, and it should, because that's the nightmare scenario.
So, Chris, people are, you know, feeling anxious already. They're hearing something like this, and they're feeling more anxious. What are you telling people to make them feel better?
Well, my advice has not changed, and it's always been consistent. If you have money in a money market mutual fund, you always want to be in a brand name, national, international institution, a huge behemoth.
I hope you're not referring to somebody like AIG. I mean, somebody that big.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question. No question about it. Now, I know AIG is disappearing. However, if you have your retirement savings with AIG, because they run a very large retirement savings part of their business, you're still safe. If you have a life insurance policy with AIG, that's safe. If this is money you absolutely cannot afford to lose, then you know what? Eliminate the risk and put it into U.S. Treasuries, short-term U.S. Treasuries. If you can't take any risk at all, that's what you should do. Or if you're under $100,000, you put it into the bank. You have the FDIC is backstopping that. You don't want to be reaching for yield with your safe money in the environment we're in. I would argue in any environment, but especially in the environment we're in right now.
All right, Chris, thanks for your insight. Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. more at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com.
If you can afford to buy something for your home, how about this? Home Depot is rolling out dramatic price cuts in the next 3 weeks. Some prices will be cut in half. What's Home Depot thinking here? Rico Galliano explains.
Retail analyst Paul Nolte says the company's preparing for the best of times or the worst of times.
I think Home Depot is cutting their prices in an effort to kind of get themselves a lot leaner to take advantage of any upswing that we may see in the economy, as well as maybe to insure themselves a little bit on the downside.
Here's the strategy. If the economy recovers, a cleared out inventory could allow Home Depot to more easily restock with what consumers want. Meanwhile, the sale should generate cash the company can use to pay off credit debt, a good idea if the economy keeps tanking. Home Depot can probably afford these low prices short-term, but some analysts warn the move could trigger a price war neither it nor competitors like Lowe's can afford. Paul Nolte disagrees.
I don't think they're going to wind up in a price war necessarily. What they're doing is they're reacting more to the economic situation and the lower spending by consumers.
They're more in a war with the economy.
Yeah, survival, if you will.
In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
I'll end with something kind of amusing. A Japanese company that makes eyeglasses has seen a huge jump in sales for one particular kind of glasses. Can you guess why that might be? Anyone? Anyone? Sarah Palin. The company usually makes about 12,000 pairs of glasses a year, but in the past 10 days, there have been 9,000 orders from around the world for the kind of glasses Palin wears. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.